Gittin Yerushalmi corresponding to Gittin Babli Daf Peivov. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nunamad base at the second Mishnah, that's Halacha Gimel. Moshe Gittin Psulim, the Nisus of Lag Kosher. Three kinds of Gittin are Psulim, but if she remarried, the child is kosher, not a mamza. Kosov Ksav Yadoi, Vein Olav Edim, if it's written with Ksav Yadoi, which means the husband's own handwriting, but witnesses didn't sign it. Yesh Olav Edim Ve'in Boizman, if witnesses signed it, but there's no date on it. Yesh Boizman Ve'in Olav Ela Eid Echad, or it has a date and only one witness signed on it. Elo Shoshu Gittin Psulim, Ve'in Nisus of Lag Kosher. If she remarried, relying on any of these three Gittin, the children are not mamzerim. The Gemara says, Leifkan Sofik Gerushin Gerushin Mamish. The Gemara says that the, in Yevamos it discusses Kedushin and divorce, which is a Sofik. It suggested that our Mishnah gives cases of Sofik divorce and rejects. This is not Sofik divorce, rather it's full divorce. Ketzad Sofik Kedushin. Kiai Dutanin and Taman, Zorak La Kedushin, Sofik Korovloi, Zeru Sofik Kedushin. The question is, how is the case of Sofik Kedushin? It's like a Mishnah that taught there in Yevamos, if he threw to her Kedushin, if the Sofik, if it was close to her or close to him, then this is a Sofik Kedushin. Achu Zorak La Gita, Sofik Korovloi, Sofik Korovloi, Zeru Sofik Kedushin. And here, in, there's a similar case of Sofik divorce, which is, he threw a get to her, and we're unsure if it landed closer to him or closer to her. This is a Suffolk divorce. V'yechon v'shem v'bi chalafta d'men haba v'kulam im nisus l'kzitzei sh'lei l'hoitzi leza al bonea. V'yechon, quoting of chalafta of haba, says that all of them, the Suffolk divorce in our Mishnah, if she married through the get, she need not leave her husband, lest people malign her children, say them on zerim, because her original divorce was invalid. This leniency is only if she has children from her new husband. And the cases that will be coming down the Gemara discuss whether we are lenient even if she has no children. If Pliny's daughter was married to his brother and she remarried a stranger through this get possible and the brother died, she need not leave her husband. We consider the get valid in order to make her tzara, zukuka, to her father. I mean, if the get were invalid, her tzara, her co-wife, would be tzara's elva and exempt from chalitz or yibam. Marasa shenisus lashuk, a get zeh, teitzi. If her tzara, her co-wife, remarried a stranger to this get, she thought that it's invalid, so she is a tzara's elva and exempt from chalitz or yibam, meaning Pliny was the only surviving brother, then she must leave now. This tzara. The device of the get was valid, and so therefore she is not a tzara server. She needs chalitza or yibam, therefore. Bitu shenisis la'achiv, the get zeh, teitzeh, I should say. If Pliny's daughter married another brother, and he did yibam through this get, she thought that it's invalid. She must leave midaraisa, she was divorced, and so there's no yibam, so there's yibam, and therefore she is eshes ach. And she's saying that tzarasa shenisus la'achiv beget zeh, afilu la'via lo'seitze. If the tzara married his brother, and she did yibam through this get, even with his father, means plainly because she is not the tzara's elva, she need not leave. Pani shloisha shtaris halolu goiva mipnei chayrin ve'ina goiva min ha'mashuvadim. There's a bias that says with one of these three documents of our Mishnah, a lender collects from mipnei chayrin his property that the goer still owns, but not to Meshubazim, which is property that he sold. Amr bi'abba hadad teima b'shaloi huchzik shtar b'yad ha'malve. Amr huchzik shtar b'yad ha'malve goiva. Rabbi Abba explains that this is when the document was not established in the lender's hand. If the document was established in the lender's hand, means Beistin validated it, he collects even from Meshubazim because Beistin's validation is like witnesses. I should say, Rabbi Yossi boy, im b'shulei huchzik hashtar b'yad ha'malve, afilu b'bnei chayrin ein ha'goiva. And Rabbi Yossi objects, he says, if the baisa discusses when the document was not established in the lender's hand, he should not collect even from b'nei chayrin. Elakein anan kaimen, b'shulei huchzik hashtar b'yad ha'malve. Rather, we explain that the baisa discusses when the document was established in the lender's hand. Lama ein ha'goiva, why does he not collect from Meshubazim? Rabbisna Amar Vnei Kinunya. at best they answer that it's due to scheming, means perhaps they conspire to enable the lender to collect in a fraudulent way. The Avina Amar Mipnei Psal, and Avina gives a different answer. He says, because any document, unlike Chachamim's enactment, is Psal, he collects from Bnei Chayrin, means if the borrower admits that he owes. He says, Rabbi Avin Ad Kadoin Veshalova Hazokain Veshibut Hazokain. Lava Hazokain Veshibut Aben Hacha Eslach Meima Mipnei Kinunya Lemipnei Shibasal. Rabbi Avin supports this and says that concerns of scheming applies only when the elder borrowed, and the elder, I mean the same person, sold his property. If the elder borrowed and died, his son sold what he inherited, and he said that he was scheming, surely the loan preceded the sale. Rather, it's because it's possible. He said that the Avin, Ratani, after getting notion, Islach Meima Bivnekinunya, Lemivnekinu Possel, Vahachmivnekinu Possel. And a second support that Avin brings from Abaisa, the same applies to divorce documents with such a get. She collects her ksuba from Elichayim and not from Mishavodim. Can he say that it's due to scheming? Because her lien is from the time of Nesuim, meaning the date of her ksuba. Rather, it's because it's possible, and here also, it's because it's possible. Yerchan Mishim Rabyanai, Bekulam, Bechsav, Yodai. Yerchan, quoting Rabyanai, says all of these are written in Ksav Yodai, means his, means the husband's own handwriting. If not, it's possible midiraisa and the child of the mamzer. Rablaza shal edim yeshkan lechsav shesed yodai ma'ani tzorech. Rablaza objectively said in the middle case there are witnesses. Why do we need ksav yodai? Yemi b'shem rab b'konem b'ksav yodayim chutz me she'edav imay. Yemi quoting rab said that all of these are written in ksav yodai except when it has witnesses. Amar v'amnuna halalu chayvehen. Al Gamehain the Inan Chekiblu Alehim Lasheke Lachtoim Baget She'im Boizman. And an answer to the objection is, says of Amnuna, that these witnesses brought guilt upon themselves, they accepted to lie, to sign a get without a date, and since they enable the owner to predate it as if they testify falsely. They are possible witnesses and therefore we need Ksav Yadai. Rabbi Abba Bar Amnuna Rav Ada Bar Acha Vashem Rav to Rabbi Meir. Abba Bar Amnuna, quoting Rav Ada Bar Acha, quoting Rav, said that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, who says that Eidei Chasima Kalsi, the witnesses who sign a document, empower it, even though Rabbi Meir holds that anyone who deviated from Chacham's rules of Gittin, if you remarried based on the get, the child is a mamza, here they enact that the child is not a mamza. Ma Chamis Meir McCain, why did you need to say this way? Lazar disagrees in the next Mishnah. Surely our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir who disagrees with Rabbi Lazar. Also, according to Rabbi Lazar, it gets kosher through Edim Mesira, which is the Edim who see it being handed over, even without any witnesses or Ksav Yadai. Amar Bimana, Meginda Amar Bhunra, Shem Rav, Kol Hain Pilka Dub Meir, Chutz Meishina Shmo Shma, Shem Yor Shem Yira. Mana answers this because Rabbi Hunna, quoting Rav, said that the entire Perik is like Rabbi Meir, who says that due to any deviation from Chachamim's rules, the child's a mamza, except for if the sefer changed his name or her name or the name of his city or her city, then even Chachamim agreed that the child's a mamza. So the Tispa Meima, I should say, Kamaisa Dubmehi, Tanyana Dubavonon, from Kain Sarach Meima, Dubmehi. You shouldn't say that the first half of the perk means that means Perk Azoik is like Dubmehi, and the second half meaning Perk Hamagoish is Rabbonon. Therefore, he needed to say that also our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Am Rabbi Yosi again, the Rabbi Shmuel Trehoin Amrin Halacha Rabbi Loza, the Tizba Meima Af Oif Hacha Lefum Kain Tzach Meima Dud Mehi. Rabbi Yosi gave an answer that it's because Rabbi Shmuel both said that the Halacha follows Rabbi Loza. Don't say that also here, I mean, our Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Loza and Halacha follows him. Rabbi Meir holds that without witnesses, the child's a mamza. Therefore, he needs to say that also our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, meaning that Ksav Yadai is like witnesses. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Dalet. Rabbi Loza Omer, Af Al Pi She'ein Alav Eidim, Ela She'nasna Bifnei Eidim, Kosher, V'Gev Menachasa Meshibadim. Rabbi Loza says that even if no witnesses signed on it, but it was given in front of witnesses, it's valid, and it suffices to collect from Meshibadim land that was sold. Ya'in ha'idim chayfim al get that we tikkun ha'olam, because witnesses sign a get only due to an enactment for tikkun ha'olam. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Trehoin Amrin Halacha Kevlaza. Rav Shmuel both say, Halacha follows the Blaza. V'yechen Meshem V'biyana Yidivei Chachamim Pasol. Whereas V'yechen, quoting V'biyana, said that Chachamim disqualified. Also, of the Kami V'yechenon V'koyhenes, V'var L'meh V'ed Ka'ador to Rav Yanai. The case came in front of Rav Yochanan about the Kohenes, which is who divorced with such a get. He wants to rule like Rav Yanai is teaching that she's permitted to her husband. Hachaman, Rav Shmuel, Pligin, also Kami Afilo Yisrael, which is say, V'shara Mine. When he heard that Rav Shmuel argue, afterwards even a wife of Yisrael, he evaded ruling about it. Rishua ben Levi Omar Dibre Akol Kosher. Rishua ben Levi says, Okon to everyone, it's kosher. Baha Rivalaza Omar Kosher Rabbanam Impossible. The Gemara for Rivalaza says kosher, but the Chacham disqualify. Ma ben Levi Rivalaza Omar Kosher Vagovim Menachasim Mishavadim Rabbanam Impossible Vagovim Menachasim Bnei Chayrin. The answer is all agree that it's actually kosher to collect from Bnei Chayrin. Rivalaza says it's fully kosher, and we collect even from Mishavad the property. Where the bond says possible for Mashurad, and we collect only from Bnei Chayrin. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Hei. Shnaim Shashulchu Shnei Getin Shavin Nisa'avu Nisim Shneim Lazu Shneim Lazu. If two men sent identical Getin because all the names are the same, and they got mixed up, the Shliach gives both Getin to this wife and both to that wife. V'tichach im Abad Echamehen Hari Hasheni Batel. Therefore, if one Get was lost, the other is Batel. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Koimi, Rabbi Yossi, Commandant Omer get Echad Pasol Vishtei Noshim with the Gemara, Behu Shnei Gitin Psulim, which is a Be'isha Achas. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yossi, just like you say that one get is Pasol if it was written for one of two women and he didn't decide until later, and that was an earlier Mishnah, similarly, two Gitin written for one woman and he will choose one of them later, they should be Pasol, but it wasn't clarified which will be used. Amalei v'chini, the Rabbi Yossi says, that's correct. Amalei v'hataninan shnayim sheshirchu shnei gitin shavin l'sa'avu noisen shneim lazu v'shneim lazu. Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yossi, well, the Mishnah says that if two men send identical gitin and they got mixed up, he gives both gitin to this and both to that. Saman zu kos lishma v'zu kos lishma ta'uvasi shegama. Yossi answered that there, this get was clearly written Nishma for this particular woman, and that one was written Nishma as well for the other woman. Just a mixture caused that now we don't know which is which. We say that each is divorced to the get that was written for her. But over here, at the time when it was written, it wasn't clearly Lishma, means the shame of this woman, and not clearly Lishma for the other woman. The Gemara for when a get was written for one of two women, since in the end he gave it to her, it should be as if it were written clearly Lishma from the beginning, which would rely on the concept of Breira, and the Tana of the Mishnah would hold that ain't Breira.